You guys, okay, I'm too old, obviously, for Beats 1. You guys love Beats 1, though, don't you?
I like it. I'm not, like, I don't tune in 24-7 like, oh, it's a must listen, but I really like Zane Lowe's show. I really like a couple of the independent shows that have been run. There's some music that just doesn't, I just don't go for, but I'm finding a lot of cool new music that I had never heard before as well. So sometimes I give it a shot where I'm like, I'm stuck in the car for an hour and a half, so I'm just going to listen to Beats 1. And even if I hear five songs that I don't really care for, I might hear two or three that I really like, and then I can go and find more by that artist. And it's as easy as being like, Siri, play me more by Courtney Barnett. And then all of a sudden I'm listening to an entirely new artist that I've never heard before.
That's so the the best case scenario for Beats 1, right? Is that it sells records.
Yeah.
Or at least gets you interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't changed my habits, the Beats 1 station. I've liked it the times I've listened to it, but it hasn't created the habit of, I want some sound, I don't know what I want, so by default I'll put on Beats 1. The thing that's been most helpful to me is occasionally opening up the music app and seeing what it's decided to surface for me on this day in terms of curated playlists, because it's getting better. There's an immense number of holes in its recommendations. I'm not doing a direct side-by-side comparison as I'm testing between Google Music and Apple Music. I will say that the algorithmic approach of Google means that there is no type of performer, there is no type of music that it doesn't care about. I was so amused by a recommendation it made the other day that I actually had to tweet out a screenshot that it noticed that I had listened to a bunch of Kristen Chenoweth, and so it created Angela Lansbury Radio for me.
Oh Lord! Oh Lord!
No, it's great. She is a goddess. She is the definitive Auntie Mame. Okay, she originated the role of Mrs. Lovett on Broadway. For heaven's sake, she is a star. But just the idea that it would
best pies in London. Okay, good. I'm sorry. I'm listening to Beats 1 right now. Play it for us, would you? There, Jason Kleanthis.
So
and every time I tune in, I hear the worst DJs of ever. But I know I haven't heard Zane. So and they keep interrupting the music, and it feels very old fashioned.
BBC One.
It's hard. I know. I was, after talking to other people who never got out of the habit of listening to radio, they said, no, that's how radio is now. They'll have like call signs in the middle of the music for a whole bunch of different reasons.
Here's Julie Antonucci.
Hard to get used to it.
Earlier today on Chart, Brooke Reese and Travis Mills reveal the nominees for this year's MTV Video.
Now, by the way, that's a big scoop. MTV announced its Video Music Award nominees on Beats 1.
It is.
Always on, Leo. Worldwide.
There's the phony baloney musical award show is going to be announced on the phony radio show.
I like all the echo effects. I like the pouch. Big horn.
Pick up the award for the name of the show where she makes a playlist to come and pick up this award.
The mixtape show I've heard is very good.
St. Vincent's mixtape.
Yeah, I've heard that's very good.
It's fantastic.
So great.
But it's hard to find, isn't it? It's like
that's what I find, because I tune in at random times, and this is almost always what I get is, it's Julie Antonuga, we're in the club, we're listening, I love you guys, my producer Joey's going to play a tune. And I just, it's like, I don't want to hear any more of that, so I don't hear any more.
It illustrates a little bit of a problem, because I can't arrange to be somewhere sitting by listening at the right time. And I'm figuring that, well, look, obviously there's a way you can actually play it later on. And I'm not sure if that's true or not, because it's really hard to find something I'm deliberately looking for within the app.
It's retro. It's like saying, oh, forget DVRs. Let's all just watch Ed Sullivan at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. It's
watching the Olympics.
It's old fashioned.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like that from a perspective of, it's reinventing radio and it's creating must listen.
Well, Mike Elgin made that point. He said it's brilliant because it's for the first time ever. We'll all be listening globally to the same thing at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think that that's really cool. But I will say on the flip side, it is a little frustrating not to be able to re-download, especially as a subscriber. It's like, I'd really like to listen to a full show.
They need to tie it in somehow to the modern world. I mean, it's a radio station, and then they have this more modern stuff. And I just, they need to somehow, like, give us playlists.
Yes, they do.
So you can go back and see that mixtape and download it and listen?
Yeah, so under Connect, and this is actually the only thing that I found really useful with Connect, if you follow the artists that have shows on Beats 1, so namely like Zane Lowe or Julieta Nuga or St. Vincent, And you go to their Connect page, they have playlists, and they'll also occasionally, like, they'll snip the interview segments out of
so you can't
show
hear some
and
of it.
Put it together.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Some DJs are better about this than others. Juliette Anuga is on and off about, like, whether or not she'll post playlists. I don't think she...
So it's, like, up to her?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's up to
get her
them
some
or
staff.
If they just have interns. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's lazy interns who just aren't publishing
lazy
the shows
interns.
On time.
Here, show my screen, if you would, because this is the... Jason, this is the Connect. You don't have my screen? Is that the problem? Jason Howell taking the couple of weeks off. He's up in the mountains. And Jason Kleanthis has very bravely decided to sit in and run the board. Thank you, Jason. And it's always a little different to do a different show.
Also, very nice for you to change your name to Jason so that we wouldn't...
Yeah, it's very easy to say Jason. I don't...
Oh, yeah.
All my producers are named Jason now. Even Eileen was named Jason, so... Actually, I called her Elaine for the longest time. So it's just when you work for an old man, this is what happens. So Connect, do you use it? This is interesting. I mean, these are 10 days old, these posts.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. Okay, here's this at the top, Snoop Dogg yesterday. And here's something from Diplo 21 hours ago. Then Dre 3 days ago. Am I doing something wrong? Then five, okay. U2 6 days ago. This is not exactly a vibrant community.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. So I'm looking at my page. I've got Elton John's Rocket Hour from 29 minutes ago. Zane Lowe from 30 minutes ago.
So there's something I'm doing wrong.
I think it's just the certain folks are publishing fast. I also made the distinct decision to follow channels.
So I need to follow some people then.
Yeah, if you follow curators, which is basically
how do
like
I do
Apple.
That?
If you go to playlists. Wait, is it for you? If you go to...
For me?
Yeah, if you go to new, excuse me. If you go to new and then you go down to Apple Editors playlists or Curators playlists.
Yeah.
You click on one of those.
Okay, what are the... No, okay, good. So now I could go to the mixtape. No, I can't.
Yeah, so well, you go to... You choose one of those that's... did you click on the Curators
all Curators. Alternative,
yeah.
Yeah, Dancing Astronaut. No, I don't even see Zane Lowe here.
Yeah, so curators, these are the magazines that are doing that. So if you click onto them, so like click on Wired, for instance.
Okay.
You have an option to then follow Wired.
Connect.
And then Wired shows up in your Connect. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then follow. So now I'm going to see them.
Exactly.
So I'm just not following anybody. But the last time Wired posted, 1 month ago.
Yeah, Wired was a launch partner in... They kind of give up.
Yeah, I just want to say that was a very clean and great explanation. But I was reliving every time like in the 1990s when I would be on the phone explaining to my dad how to make Windows recognize a printer.
Yeah,
it's I really wish that the music app
you
and
press
the,
record and
on
play
the desktop
at the same
and on mobile
time,
were
dad.
Easier.
Last
to
time
use.
Mojo Magazine posted 23 days ago. Last time, I mean these Downbeat Magazine. Okay, Jazz, love Jazz. Let's see when they posted last on Connect. Because I love Jet, 21 days ago. So this is not a... Again, I'm going to reiterate. This is not a vital...
changing my habits. That's the problem.
Yeah. I would go directly to the Apple Editors playlist.
Okay,
because
good.
I honestly think...
They're doing
it. That curated... Yeah, well, exactly. That's their job. They're doing this every day. And those are also the playlists that you see in For You.
Right.
So if you like a certain... Like, for instance, when I was listening
I like
to Beats,
that.
There were a couple of editors who I knew I loved their playlists.
Right.
So the same thing with the Apple Editors playlist. You go in, you find a genre that you really like. For instance, like there's classic rock. So you go, I'm going to listen to classic rock. And you follow them. They post all the time. You know,
good.
They,
I'm going to follow them. There we go.
They posted 20 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah. Two days ago, three days ago. So they're doing a daily
post.
Every
day. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see that. I mean, I think that you and I now are only the only two people who know how to use this. I mean, you can see that it's not...
Oh, it's insane. It's very hard to use for the random person who just kind of throws it out there.
It's impenetrable.
And yeah, it is. And it's frustrating to me. I'm putting together these troubleshooting guides for Apple Music right now.
Oh, well, no wonder. And so you're the expert. All right. Thank you.
I've spent a while digging around the service, but it's crazy to me. You know, you go to Apple's support documents, and a lot of their support documents were written after the launch or are very sort of broad and overarching without any specifics of like, it's like how to Connect FAQs tell you how to post on Connect. They don't actually tell you how to use Connect.
Right.
So
And then it's you can actually right from Kinect click a play button and listen to stuff.
You can, yes. Yeah,
that's nice. So I can say, okay, good. Oh, that's good. Well, you know, may, now that I know how to use it, I might actually use it more. I mean, I think this is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat once you know how to use it and once you figure out how to add people. It's just very impenetrable on how to actually explain it.
Yeah.
And the same thing, the radio, you can follow all of the artists. But the problem with iTunes is that iTunes doesn't have the schedule list of shows on your iPhone.
Yeah, I don't know when. I want to listen to Susie Mixtape or whatever it is, but I don't know how or when.
Yeah, if you click on the big Beats 1 thing in iTunes, that will just play Beats 1. If you click on it on your iPhone, that shows you the list of schedules. Oh, and it also, if you keep on scrolling down, it shows you all of the people. So you can follow all of the artists. And I have no idea why that isn't implemented on the Mac. It seems so silly to me.
Because reasons.
Yeah, but if you search, like if you go into the search bar and search Zane Lowe or search Elton John's Rocket Hour or maybe search Shane Vincent. Yeah, exactly. Type in St. Vincent, and you'll be able to get her Kinect page.
Oh, good. All right. That's a person, St. Vincent?
I forget what her actual
name is. Okay, so he's now a curator. So now, okay, so that was the key, is search for the person.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, or you search for, like, the
I mean, I might use this more. Mixtape delivery service. Mm-hmm. Here we go. A ferocious live performer. Oh, she's a performer, not just a Oh, that's cool.
She's a electronic artist.
Neat. Is it? And it's not just her music or even her style of music. It's a mix.
No, the mixtapes are designed specifically for certain people, which I think is kind of awesome.
Yeah. Right. That's neat. Okay. See now, in 10 minutes we've made, I think for me anyway, Apple Music 10 times better.
Awesome.
But how do you get people to do that? I mean, that's good. Well, if you watch Mac Break Weekly,
you read all Serenity stuff.
And you read Serenity's columns at iMore.com.
Basically.
Thank you.